pleasure.
I love our little family, whether the room is crowded or whether we only have a handful. I love our little spiritual family. Wonderful people come in here, and they only come because God sends them, because we never do any advertising. I just think we're very blessed to have each other. And I'm very, very blessed to be able to have this young lady share her thoughts with us tonight. She is one of those young people that has been a part of my life for a lot of years. I almost introduced her on Sunday as the speaker, and she wasn't the speaker. Didn't I? Yes, I was, you know. But this kid, I've seen her for so many years, watched her in her life, and watch how smooth she does her life. And you know why? Because she holds God's finger. She has held God's finger through some pretty good storms in her life, and she always comes out okay. Yeah, I've had my worries with her because she was so doggone cute. I was afraid it's the wrong guy getting her. I worried that mama worry, you know, even though she's not my daughter, I still had that. And God sent the most perfect man that could ever be right into her arms. And he adores her, and I adore him. He's got her. I don't know how that happens always, but that's a common thing for me, honey. You've noticed it? But no, our speaker tonight is adored and loved by everyone. It's our Reverend Rita.
Reverend Rita. Thank you. So nice to be here. And actually, I'm glad everybody here, that their house isn't in jeopardy, or everybody that couldn't come, we'll just send them a bunch of the love that they're okay. But anyway, I'm so excited to talk tonight because I get a chance to just chat and tell you a little bit about myself and why. Actually, my topic tonight is about why I chose spiritualism for my belief system. Or actually, I should say, is why God chose me to follow this path. There's a better answer to that. And I wanted to read a few things. I looked up at the Spiritualist Foundation Association. So there's a few things that I pulled from that I wanted to share before I started my story. And this is what they have said about spiritualism. Spiritualism is a common sense religion, one of knowing and living. We accept all truths and endeavor to prove their validity. Truths are found in nature, in other religions, in writings, in science, in philosophy, in divine law, and received through spirit communication. Spiritualists believe that God, or infinite intelligence, is all that is, expressing through all creation by love, by light, and by law. Humanity, the most complex of life on earth, reaches this divine source through prayer and through meditation or focused awareness, listening to your own inner awareness and service. And why service? Because spiritualists believe that every living thing is a part of God. So as we serve life, we also serve the higher consciousness and the higher connection to God. Life is consciousness, and without consciousness, there is no existence. Consciousness is the totality of one's thoughts, feelings, emotions, and impressions in your mind. And the state of thinking is how we create our consciousness. Spiritualism teaches that through the law of action or reaction or cause and effect, we take control of our lives as we control our thoughts. Positive thinking leads to happiness and assists the individual to grow. Spiritualism encourages growth of loving consciousness in the physical world, not only for the immediate benefits, but also for the future rewards in the spiritual dimension. The law of continuity and the law of attraction teach us as within, so without, as above, so below. A soul arriving in the next plane of existence will find they take their consciousness with them and will be in the company of like-minded entities. The more loving and spiritual the soul has become, the more beautiful and rewarding will be a new home and associates in the spirit land. Life is continuous. The consciousness never dies, for is part of God, and as the infinite is forever. Upon the cessation of the physical house, the spiritual graduates to the next plane of existence. This plane is similar to our earthly plane, but at a higher rate of vibration and luminosity. One method of service in spirit is to communicate and assist and help illuminate those that are living on the earth plane. Mediums in the spirit world and mediums in the physical world adjust their vibrations to enable communications between the two planes of existence. It has been demonstrated not only in our church, but many other spiritualist church, even in home circles and scientific investigations, that there really is no death. There is no dead people. Life is continuous. All life moves in a gradual state of evolution or change. Arrival in the spiritual realm does not mean instant knowing. Rather, the personality of the individual and the understanding gleaned on the earth plane continue at the same level, ready to begin the next phase of your unfoldment. The world, physical world, has aches and pains and struggles. These are not taken into the spiritual realm, which is love and light and law and peace, cooperation, sharing, and growth. The soul body is whole and shining forth that which is within its essence. Falsehoods and separateness and illusions are left behind as the desire to progress awakens. The rewards follow according to the goodness of your heart and your mind and your love. So that is just an explanation that they wanted to talk about spiritualism and the reasons why spiritualism has evolved to the place where it is that they're saying that we are one with God, and that the more that we evolve here on this plane, on the physical plane, I believe that we came here as spiritual beings to learn how to live on this physical plane, and learning how to live by the laws of the universe and the law of love. So this is what attracted me when I was first beginning, and I have to say, all of us that are brought to a spiritualist church or spiritualism are brought here somehow or some way, either through another connection or somebody you know or through your life experience or maybe a parent or somebody that was involved in spiritualism before. Or think about how you were brought into this thought pattern. This thought pattern really is based in the foundation of love and healing and connection. So what brought me here was interesting is when I was going through a divorce in my life, and I had my two young children at the time. I think they were 7 and 9. And I was going through the process of divorce, and I thought I was under a great deal of stress because at that point I was having to get a job, manage my two children, move somewhere else. And as I moved somewhere else, I started having all these experiences which I didn't know what they were at the time because I was pretty much raised Catholic in my life. I was raised as a Catholic girl, went to Catholic school. But I started having experiences like seeing colored bubbles floating through the air, and I started having many different types of dream states where I was even having, some of you may know what it is, out-of-body experiences. And I thought I was really under stress, so I went to work, and the gal there at my work told me, well, this doesn't sound like, you know, you're having stress on that level. This sounds like you're having like a spiritual awakening. I said, what's that? So she told me, she says, I want to give you a gift. And I want to give you a gift to go see a spiritual medium. And I said, well, what is that? And she goes, well, some people call them psychic, but this one's a spiritual medium. So I went to her, and she told me all about my life, which I had never told her. I've never met her before. So she told me all the things that had happened in my life, which I've never told anybody in my whole life before. So I was like shaking. I was really nervous. Ooh, you know, well, how did this woman know all this? And not having any background or any knowing of this. So that began my journey. She actually was a minister in Fraternal Spiritualist Church many, many years ago. And that's how she said, I see you going to this church. So I went to the church, and I liked it, and I liked what I saw, and I liked what I heard. And I liked the love that I felt there. And it felt like home to me. But I didn't know anything about all this new discovery of what spiritualism was. So I started attending classes, and I started going to church on a regular basis, and I met other people, and I realized that the angels had to work really hard in order to give me those kind of experiences that I spoke about earlier, like out of the body and seeing bubbles, to get my attention, to think that there was something to get me in the right direction to move over here to go to a spiritualist church. So that began the journey, and then I just realized that as spiritualists, for me, becoming a spiritualist was about healing, learning about healing, and actually being able to participate into my own growth and to see my connection with God happening before me, not just as I was taught. And as I speak, I have nothing against Catholics or anything, because I think every religion's wonderful. But the at that time when I was younger, I didn't get to have the participation in the experience. And so spiritualism has taught me that you literally have the relationship with God. You just don't pray and talk about some above being outside of who you are, but literally you have that connection inside of you, that your spirit is connected, and that oneness, that love that has been given to everybody, just as it was given to Jesus Christ, is there, has been all laid out for us. And that the only thing that keeps us separate from being in from God or from our spirit is the fact of our perceptions. And so as my perceptions changed as I grew and learned about healing, and I saw healings take place with people that we were praying about, and as a group we were talking about and seeing people get better and better and healthier and healthier and happier and happier, it really made me understand that I'm participating. You know, I'm really participating now in a relationship. And is that church bells? Oh, that sounds like my old Catholic church bells. Really, are they? That's okay. That was good timing, actually. the part about spirit communication, that gives you a sense of knowing that you know that there's life after death, that there's a knowingness, that you're not just hoping that something's going to happen, that, you know, you're going to die, or what's the next step, or, you know, that you're just stuck with what's here on this earth plane, that there's nothing else. You get to know the love continues by being able to speak across to the other side. So that ability to use intuition and the knowing, you get to know that relationship yourself with God. So that's a really, really, to me, is close to my heart, that we get to have that experience with God and not just be talking about it. We get to practice it. And so I don't know about all the other churches, and I can't speak for them, but I don't know if they get that opportunity to get the full-on experience themselves, to participate into what it's like to know that there is life after death, and that it goes on. So I think that spiritualism has a basis of laws of the universe that we try to apply. And I wanted to talk a few about the laws. I wrote up a few things about a few of the laws. There's very many of them, and you can look them up if you'd like, because they're quite extensive. I think I saw, like, I hadn't counted them, but at least probably 20. So I wanted to talk about the law of intention and desire. The law of intention is about the whole universe is essentially a nature. It's a movement of energy and information. And the only difference between you and a tree is the information and energy content of your respective body. The human body is another good example of this symphony. A single cell in the human body is doing about 6 trillion things per second, and it has to know what every other cell is doing at the same time. The human body can play music, kill germs, make a baby, recite poetry, and monitor the movement of all of stars all at the same time, because the field of infinite correlation is part of its information field. So a flower, a rainbow, a tree, a blade of grass, the human bodies I spoke, when broken down to their essential components, are energy and information. The conscious change is brought about by two qualities inherent in consciousness, attention and intention. Attention energizes and intention transforms. Whatever you put your attention on will grow stronger in your life. And whatever you take your attention away from will either wither, disintegrate, disappear. But intention, on the other hand, triggers transformation of energy and information. And intention organizes its own fulfillment. So if you link that into when we do healing, you can see the masterful work of God's hand when we talk about spiritualism, because intention is to be a channel and to put the love there for that individual, because you see them as this whole complete being and that they are part of the divine whole connection. And when you see that and you participate that, you don't look as you look at them with disease. You look at them as with their wholeness and see the love and the beauty that they are, as you would like someone to see you, or as God sees you. So intention and desire are something that is very powerful in our lives. And when we use that in our minds, then we can really create in this world beautiful things. And when you're talking about spiritualism, you're talking again about that higher consciousness of now you have an intention of service and a desire to create that. So that even attracts me more to be one of God's workers, because now I don't see really being separate from God. Here we're in a physical body is all, but really we're in a classroom. And I hope I'm trying to explain this the easiest layperson I can, that we're still with God, but God is just, we've asked God just to be here to make a better world here. But we're in a classroom. So this classroom, we really want to work at the higher level that we can. We really want to work in that higher consciousness, our higher thoughts, higher intentions, higher desires. And it's really important that we take those opportunities, because you're here and you want to. Because otherwise, I don't even think you'd be any attracted to spiritualism at all. Now, the law of harmony, which I thought was another one, that means the law of harmony, let it flow. This is closely related to the law of vibration. However, harmony, rhythm, is motion, and motion within the universe is dominated by a particular flowing order. This particular flowing order produces the various manifestations of the universe. While everything is in a state of vibration, there must be a rhythmic consistency to produce a specific manifestation. The key to awareness is to understand how the regulation of this vibration, thus the motion, rhythm, and producing an orderly, harmonious flow. Now, this is the law people encounter the most when they try to force something to happen. So, let me talk about that. There's times in my life, and I'm sure there's times in your life, where we try to force something to happen that we really want to happen, and we wanted to push it forward. And it isn't really the law of God's timing, but it's our law of timing that we really want, because we either have impatience or desire to have something really happen and occur. But again, if you can let that go and realize that everything around you is in perfect order, and that the love that you were given, that was promised to you, if you can allow that to flow and unfold so naturally for you, no matter what the circumstances that you are going through, will automatically, if you just go back to the love inside yourself and know that you're so loved as a child of God, that that harmony and that flow will be the outworking of whatever is right for you. And so that's where you learn to create the patience and the understanding and the compassion for not only for yourself, but for others. Because as you know, some people come in at different levels of growth and different levels of experience all the time. And some people may come here, some people may be here, some people may be here, and then some people may be down here, but then all of a sudden they grow really fast up here. You don't know where people are. You don't know where their experiences are. But if we can get out of the way and realize that God has the perfect plan for everybody and ourselves, then things start to get into that flow of harmony. And that harmony now Now you're like on the surfboard and you're standing up there and you got the wave in. And as you just turn, you can ride all the way in. And then you know you're in that flow of movement. So if you can just kind of make little short visualizations of how those things happening for you, whether it be music, playing the right tune, or the sound, or listening to somebody's voice, or a meditation, or a song, or whatever it is, you can feel the harmony in it. And you can feel harmony within individuals. So you become more sensitive. So you can see the excitement that as I've grown and as you grow as well in spiritualism, that the opportunities become now getting faster and larger and bigger in life because it's not that hard of work anymore. Because now you've got God on your side and the angels going, oh yeah, you like that. Let's do that. Let's go with that. So it doesn't become as disharmonious. You create harmony. So, now, the law of harmony reminds us that when we reach those states that we're tempted to try to force those things and that we should instead try to become more in rapport with the universe rather than fighting its efforts, as I just kind of gave you those examples. The law ties in several of the previous laws, energy, dharma, desire. Sometimes our desire is misaligned because of our addictions or our compulsive behaviors with a universal flow that is always working. It's always working. And this is where self-sabotage comes into the picture. This is where we all get in trouble with ourselves. Not, and maybe with others, but more with ourselves because we end up going home with whatever is discomforting for ourselves. And this can leave us frustrated in situations that are not ultimately for our greatest good. But when we live in harmony with the universe, always working on greater awareness of body, mind, and spiritual health. And I say spiritual health because this is a value system for you. This is something that you're growing and becoming in, that you're attuning into because this is your vehicle. You're in a vehicle here. This body is a vehicle for you to create that spiritual health. And it lets you, because it is such in sync naturally, harmoniously with it, if you pay attention to what you feel and think and experience in your body, now you're into that law of harmony because you're going, well, I'm really tired. I think I should go take a nap, you know. Or if I'm really angry, I should just kind of step back. So now you start to learn how it is. Or even if you have expectations of others, you know, who am I to expect? So you learn to expect nothing from anybody else, but expect something from yourself. So you put that law of harmony back on yourself because everybody is where they are in their growth, wherever that is. So it's important if we could do that. Okay, and then the law of mentalism. I want to just talk about that a little bit because that seems to be the law, the spiritual law, that we take with us, that spiritual, the mentality part of ourself, our thinking process. The first of the seven universal laws tells us that all is mind, the universal mind. And the universe is mental, that everything we see and experience in our physical world has its origin in the invisible and mental realm. It tells us that there is a single universal consciousness, the universal mind, and from which all things manifest. All energy and matter at all levels is created by and subordinate to the omnipresent universal mind. And your mind is part of that universal mind. The same in kind, with the only difference being one degree. Your reality is manifestation of your mind, and this is your true ability to have mind power. So, what you think, I hope you like the way you think. I hope you like who you are. I hope you start, if you don't like who you are, you can change some of the things little by little. It's all step by process. It's a lifetime of growth. There's no running to A to Z. It's just realizing that everything that life gets better and better and better and better by the way that you think, the way you choose. So when you use that mental capacity of that universal mind and you start getting into that and you start thinking on that level, on that love level with people, then that's the universal mind. When you can love others like you want to love yourself or feel love, then you're starting because your desire is there. So you see how all the laws kind of flow together and they work together. The law of cause and effect. Our thoughts and actions set into movement a cause which has effects. The law of cause and effect is also called the law of action and reaction, which we spoke about a little earlier. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. To simplify this principle, consider you reap what you will sow. What goes around comes around. To simplify it even further, we get back what we send out. And when you show love and kindness, this is what you will receive in return. Likewise, if you demonstrate conflict or anger towards someone, you will see it again somewhere else close to you. And the biggest and best part of the reason that I chose spiritualism was the law of love. I think when I was going through my divorce, I didn't know really what I wanted to do, but I wanted to be able to touch people's hearts and mind. And love is such a big word. And I think there's so many interpretations of love. But I think everybody knows how love feels to them and the truth of that and what feels loving and what doesn't. Because love covers a gamut of definitions and means something different. And used in a divine context, it reflects a way of being that is intended to mirror the attribute of your divine being itself. Perhaps mirror is not as articulate as I would like to choose, but in essence, we are a mirror of ourselves, of what we put out there, we get back. And I actually think it uncovers the characteristics or the character of the universe that has always resided and always will reside just below the surface of our own psyche. Love is our natural way of being, and when we are loving in the manner, life flows in a smooth and synchronistic way. It is when we are not that all of that complications change and we rearrange our otherwise joyous existence. So when humankind, when all of us learn, this world will transform. And sometimes this dedication is frustrating, and sometimes it's gratifying. But what is, always is forward moving. As long as at least some of us are on this planet are practicing love, this planet will continue to evolve. Now, they say that Mother Earth is the vibration in which we are all in sync to, and that she is truly the mother that we really want to pray and adore and love, because as we do that, we harmonize within our own self that, again, universal mind and connection. And when we take care of Mother Earth and when we take care of ourselves, we have the domino effect in the world. Everybody starts becoming better, and their lives get better, and the consciousness starts shifting to a better place. So if we can really practice the law of love in our lives, then the world changes. It is a self-gratifying, but it's also attuning spiritualism into, and I say spiritualism because I believe that spiritualism teaches these laws by actions and thoughts and your deeds. Because you desire to have change, you desire to hear from spirit on the other side and know that you're loved beyond this world. We desire to have healing when we're in need. We desire love so we can feel good and joyous and happy in life. We desire so many things, all about love underneath. And it's kind of the golden rule here. And I think that here at our church, we practice that pretty grandly. I think a lot of people feel very welcomed here because of it, because we want to get to know each other and we want to feel that love with each other. And I think we do. I really think we do. I think it's an opportunity, if you want, to get more involved and have a bigger love volume in your life. In closing, I wanted to talk about a quote from Gandhi, a great soul. Whether mankind will consciously follow the law of love, I do not know. But that need not perturb us. The law will work, just as the law of gravitation will work whether we accept it or not. And just as scientists will work wonders out of various applications of the laws of nature, even so a man who applies the law of love with scientific precision can work together great wonders. know that you are loved, not only by this side, but the spirit side. And know that you are loved by God, because he wouldn't have given us an example of Jesus Christ to come down here and show us what we could be, what we can do, and how we can walk in this world. Do I have a few more minutes? Five more minutes? Do you have 5 more minutes of listening? I wanted to read something from Angels. This is a book that was given to me, and I thought it was pretty amazing. It talks of the angels talk about here. They say they were talking about the different stages of awareness in people and their awakening stages. And that's quite a bit to read, and I don't want to read all through them, but this is what they said at the end of it. It says, listen to the words of Spirit. Open your heart and hear it. This is what Spirit says. There is the ineffable, the unmanifest, out of which all manifestation comes, the One. And everything that comes from the One, hidden in the mystery of the universe, is this One. Some call it the presence of God. The presence is good. And out of presence comes heaven and earth. Heaven is good. Earth is good. Out of heaven and earth comes the archangels, the angels, and humans. Everything is connected with the earth, with heaven, with presence. It is all good. What is the presence like? It cannot be described, but it can be experienced. It is a unique and individual experience for each human. It is very real, but the goal is not the experience. The experience of the presence is the beginning of awakening to true nature. There is no end. The universe is in harmony and in balance. It is already perfect. We cannot make it better. We can improve on what already is. You think you are the observer, somehow on the outside, trying to fix something. You cannot fix something that is not broken. The only distortion is your way of looking. So stop looking at the universe like it was some kind of object and start looking with the universe. The energy of God fills the whole universe from the beginning, and even before the beginning, there is the mind of God. There is nothing outside this mind. It permeates all things in it. It permeates the archangels, the angels, and all people. God's essence is everywhere. Learn to go to the center of your being. That's where the presence of God is. That's where peace is. That's where the center of the universe is. Everything emanates from the inside out. And once you're at the center, you can look around and see everything. There is stuff, and there is the center. Stuff flows from the center and is constantly moving and changing. The center does not change. You've chosen to be part of the human condition on Earth. It's silly to deny it or call it unreal. Take it for what it is. It's part of the process. Once you accept your humanity totally, then you can accept your spirituality. You can get into trouble when you forget who you are, when you identify with the stuff rather than essence, and when you see with the eyes of the world rather than the Earth. All you have to do is remember. You live on Earth, and you live in the world. The earth is a harmonious emanation of the One presence, and so are you. In the world, there are opposites. There's good and bad and black and white, here and there and up and down, and it's necessary for the meaning in the world. But remember, you are connected with the earth. The world is divided into parts and names, too many classifications. It's easy for you to get lost in the particulars and the multiplicity of conditions, losing your ways, but remember the One that is the cause of all the events. Do you know what it's like to be at home? The feeling of being at home, at peace, and everything and everyone around you. When you have that feeling of being home, whenever you are, then you know you are connected with all of life. How do you shine? By letting instead of pushing, by honoring others, by getting outside yourself, by trusting others and allowing them to experience their own creativity. Avoid calling attention to yourself. You are here to live from the center of peace within you, not from the center of attention. You don't have anything to prove. You just have to be. You have to face it. You're by yourself. No amount of reaching, grasping, yelling, or screaming is going to change that. Because you don't want to be alone. You surround yourself with people. You structure your time. You try to prevent boredom. But what is yourself? It is a lot more than you think, because it's eternal. It's part of the One. It's life, and it's great. And that's what you are. You will never find contentment till you find yourself, your true self. And how do you find it? Stop looking outside. Stop looking and just be. The angels talk about you touching within yourself and finding your own heart and your own connection with yourself and feeling at peace and at home with that. And when you do that, I think you find God. And it's as simple as that. It's no rocket science to go figure out. There's nothing we have to prove and nothing we have to do. All we have to do is love. Thank you for this time.